Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty. My guy's back.
Wait, you were here?
I was here. Oh, no, Evan's back.
Evan's back.
And the man came back from San Antonio with gifts.
He did. Tell you what, let me
Set it up. But I'm just already in a good mood, man. I'm about to show the YouTubers.
I was kind of disappointed in Steiny, I'm gonna be honest.
Oh, why?
Oh.
You didn't get the reference of the shirt. I thought you were a man of history.
I'm gonna hold it up to the for the YouTube audience. It's the
Nice
San Antonio Missions.
Okay.
Although apparently this weekend they were called the O-Missions because they didn't score a lot of runs.
They were the Flying Chonklas?
And then nice. Look at mine.
Thank you, Evan.
How about mine? You get the reference?
Yours, San Antonio.
Yeah. Thank you, Evan.
You know, this looks a little like Greeny, the mascot of Tulane.
Oh, my God.
It does look like that. That's a good call.
Yeah, I had to bring back some swag. Steiny's is a reference to Davy Crockett.
You should have had stitched on the back Faker or Flaker because you flaked. On the domino tournament.
No, I didn't.
I'm also disappointed.
On the fifth annual Tyshawn Jackson domino tournament.
Well, I don't even know.
Well, you would have if you showed up, but the amount of people, Evan, that came up to me, not hello, Goo, is Steiny coming? And I said he is. But we're still good. Nothing to see here.
It doesn't matter that I was close.
How close were you?
I was fairly close.
You text me Saturday address. I said he's coming, y'all.
He drove by and decided to turn around.
Yeah, he said he's coming. Hey, would you hit me with the Saturday Addy?
I'll tell you exactly what happened. I went golfing in the morning. By the way.
What'd you shoot?
89.
So you were in a good mood.
I played better than that. Just couldn't score. Too many doubles that should have been bogeys and too many bogeys that could have been pars. But I'll tell you what, we played at a course that haven't played in like 35 years since I moved out here. Sharp Park in San Francisco.
Okay. Is that private too?
No. Public. Very public. Very, what's the word? Common man. Great layout though. Had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
89.
Austin and San Jose, stop it. Steiny is not afraid of black folks. He loves the culture. Just were busy. You were tired.
Yeah. Can't do it.
had nothing to do with that.
Yeah, I lost. Came in fifth.
Did you get your money back?
No.
I thought you were in the final four.
Yeah, I put some mustard on it for you, Evan. I had missed you. But yeah, I came in fifth.
It's Pacifica, theoretically. It is, Carter. Oops. Stop. The course is in Pacifica.
Well, okay.
Not San Francisco.
Dude, what do we got?
What do you mean?
T-Wolves, man. What was that?
They lost.
Tell Anthony Edwards, the game has started.
No, I won't. You guys.
Dude, you are so mad.
It's almost not even close, bro. It's just so funny listening to so-called talking heads. They act as though every player should play their best game every single game of the playoffs.
It's not.
How could Anthony Edwards do what he did last night? What, did he kill somebody? No. He took 13 shots.
Two in the first half.
Yeah,
at
guess
home.
What? Defense matters. Start to learn the game.
Yeah. Chored my tail.
What?
Two shots in the first half and you're down 2-1.
You know, the game was close the whole way, so it's not.
No,
like,
the other guy stepped up outside of Randall.
Yeah, yeah. DiVincenzo, he's good.
Stop! You've been giving him the business.
See,
he showed
the thing.
Up.
Like DiVincenzo gets to play one good game, and you're going to come down Edwards Road.
I'm having fun with you.
I don't want to hear it.
You shouldn't. You're down. Wear that sweater tomorrow, Captain.
I'll wear it whenever I want.
Wear it tomorrow if you're a real one.
He's got 2 days left as a fan.
Yeah.
You know.
Wow. Or, yeah.
I mean, the one thing I was thinking, like, Goo,
what's up?
I need you to start, because I've been thinking about this ever since the Warriors season ended, and ever since they acquired Jimmy Butler. I'm going to ask something of you that, and we'll probably get into something Warrior related at some point.
Not Kuminga.
I'm
going
to ask you. I'm going to ask you to take a different approach when we talk about the Warriors. I need you to take a realistic approach about this team right now.
You know, I love hard, man.
I mean, you really think they belong playing basketball right now with Minnesota and with Oklahoma City? Because my main man, Evan, texted me last night, and he's like,
the personal threat.
There's no, yeah, but it wasn't. He basically said, there's no way the Warriors can play with these two teams.
Context, if those two teams played at that level last night.
Yeah, okay.
Because that was a hell of a basketball
game. Minnesota! Yeah,
that was high-level hoops last night.
No, it was a good game. It was a good game.
But I'll say this to Evan's question. It's kind of, it's not unfair, but that's what the mind is for, right? You imagine and you think, and what if the Warriors were to have one of those outside-of-their-mind games had they beat Minnesota against OKC? It hurts for Warrior fans, but you're asking me, this Warrior fan, that the game that Curry played and suited up for before he got hurt, his impact was so great that they won that said game. And I'm with Evan.
Well, he got hurt in the first quarter.
I understand. Okay. But we'll never know. But the bottom line is, this team is put together and packaged without any moves as of yet, Stoney. Like, they're going to run it back and try to get healthier and scratch that itch and see if they can get further along. Because at this point of the game, when it comes to Warrior basketball, the goal to me is try to get five. Not just for Steph, five for everybody. What? Your fifth ring in the Kerr era. I mean, that's what it is. You're smiling, but I'm just – what do you define success? Because this one, I get it. From a macro perspective, we were going nowhere. Jimmy came, and I got so drunk off of everything that he brought to the table. I'm still a little mad at him for the game 4 and 5, and I'm catching hell on Twitter because people think I don't like him. My point is, Stoney, that's what the goal is for this team, to try to squeeze out one more. And maybe if you get close, win a round or two, maybe for some other Warrior fans, that's success. But you tell me.
Well, I'm just reading you Evan's text at 8:06. Sorry, he says. I don't think I'm – yeah, I mean, just
My man out.
Yeah, I was gonna say he's gonna snitch on me five minutes into the show.
Well, welcome back. And confidence.
No, I want to clarify what you said, which is correct. You did say it. Sorry, Warriors weren't beating Minnesota if they could get to this level. Yeah, meaning the Timberwolves, which they did. My question is this: Scott Osler, one of the greatest columnists of all time.
Yeah, just seen him a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, he. He had a story today, and it's about Curry and this window, this 2-year window that everybody's pouring everything into, that the Warriors are doing it all for Steph Curry, keeping the, you know, you got to try to keep the window open.
Right.
Okay. So what is success if the next 2 years are all about Steph Curry? Okay, we're gonna keep trying with Steph.
Yeah.
What would you define as a successful next 2 years? What would the Warriors have to do to be successful in the next 2 years? Because that's what the focus is. 2 years. Steph for 2 more years.
I would, and I'm being real, and you can say I'm being unrealistic, that's fine, but the bottom line, to answer your question, Stoney, especially after what we experienced with the 23-8, an offseason now with Jimmy Butler in town for the whole rip, who knows what moves are out there, but I'll say Western Conference Finals appearance, or even a Finals appearance and a loss, just that excitement and what word am I looking for? That satisfaction, like a Snicker bar, Stoney, of winning a couple rounds, to get to the Western Conference Finals. Because let's be real, put the right on the table early Tuesday morning, brought to you by Echo Pest Control. The Warriors season feels incomplete. This one does, only because Steph got hurt. We didn't, you know what I mean? We lost, yeah, but we didn't have our best player. And now what have we learned? The best player is, it even helps the second best player in regard to Jimmy Butler. So there is a bit of a, what word of, just dissatisfaction on, we didn't get to see the real Warriors lose to Minnesota. But you asked me, I told you.
No, you did. You changed your mind from when I asked you before the show. That's fine. You said,
well, I do that to throw you off.
You said number five.
I don't like premeditated radio. No, and I love when I give you my answer an hour early. Yeah. You know how to go in the lab and try to pick at it. So now that's my possum game I give you. Switch it up on you. Keep you on your toes.
Yeah, no, before the show, you said number five. Got to get number five.
I thought about
and
it.
And I said, what do you mean? I'd forgotten that they had four and that five was the goal. I was like, who's number five? They want to get Baron Davis back?
Oh, my God, Horace Bird in the chat. Guru, you're drunk talking.
Yeah, it feels like that.
Well, what would you define? You always, Mr. Ask the questions,
make
but don't
playoffs,
ask.
Make the playoffs and win a series like this year. That'd be a success. Mm. And we'll get Evan on the other side. All right, 888-957-9570. Yeah, I'm getting out right now, right? Why does he do
that? That's you and him. That's my quarterback.
All right. Hey, coming up at, hold on a second here. Coming up today at 4 o'clock, the Valkyries, they're 2-1.
Yeah, baby.
They take on the New York Liberty, and you can hear the game on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. Kevin Dan and Sophia Jones have the call. 888-957-9570 is the number. And we're going to get into a bunch of different stuff today. But first, of 2-year window for the Warriors. What's the goal? What's success in the next 2 years? That segment sponsored by Chilton Auto Body.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dan Rutherford, check you.
Yeah, Steiny.
Trades are hard.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Boy, a lot went on this weekend, Goo.
Yeah. What are you laughing at?
By the way, I like your shirt. It's clearly a new shirt.
Yeah. I told you I just had a birthday. And you didn't give me anything this year. Sister-in-law got me a new shirt. I thought I'd wear it today.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, Paisley. Thanks. That's what it looks like. I told Evan, you know, I'd probably do 2 or 3 victory laps this weekend, but I'm not going to take them.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Help us out. Two or three.
There's one that I take every single time that Draymond Green mentions a guy's name, but he did again over the weekend.
Oh, I missed it.
He mentioned Boris Diaw's name.
Oh, I heard that. I heard it. He told him he had problems with him, like he admitted Siakam too in the 19 finals.
Yeah, exactly.
And Randall.
Oh, Julius Randall. Yes, yes. What'd you do this weekend other than play in the Domino's tournament? What'd you do Friday? Remember you left? You didn't come out because you wanted to go get on the road.
Yeah, went home.
What time did you get back?
It was about 3-hour commute. Oh, that stinks. God. I wanted to text you I made it, but it was just like you and Carter held it down for me. Nephew had AAU basketball Saturday. Again, I don't want to go on a diatribe. Steiny. Weekends were off. Saturdays you played, but not on the holiday. They're playing now on Sunday. Some of the people at the Domino tournament were late because their kid was playing some type of game, baseball, travel ball, basketball. back in my era, that was your family day. Even if you didn't do anything, you were with the family. We're not sports going on. That's just me.
Well, it's
so
not
Saturday,
a,
I went to
holiday.
See my nephew,
Saturday
Miles.
Saturday and
played.
Sunday won the holiday.
But it's a holiday weekend, bud.
Sure, but that's Monday.
All right, no, but Sunday.
You can't cancel the whole weekend.
Well, that's what's wrong with a lot of us, man. Anyway, yes, that's what I did. Went to the gym, snuck in a workout. I'm about to retire. Something's going
From
on
what?
With the knee. Basketball. Something's going on with the knee. Didn't get that
I think
new
that's
brace.
A good idea. I think you should retire.
You just don't like that I still play.
I
really think you don't like me for that, and you don't even know what comes out in conversations about vegetables we have. It's just, you look at me like he's still playing.
No, I admire that you still play, but I just don't want to see you get hurt.
Another appointment tomorrow for, shout out Union City Kaiser, physical therapy. Evan, no tears, but something's up. But anyway, you asked me what I did, that's what I did. Went to the Domino Tournament, lost $50. Shout out to Landon, he won over 1,000.
Jeez.
Yeah.
And then what'd you do yesterday?
Yesterday, spent some time with my brother. Yeah, brother Rodney.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Barbecued, just chilled.
All right. Hey, by the way, Sham Charania of ESPN. So,
Shammy,
we have the NBA playoffs going on, and once they're done, we're going to get into the offseason. Take a listen to what Sham Charania said about this offseason in the NBA. Take a listen.
This is the most, I think, anticipation team executives have had over an offseason. I think this is going to be the craziest offseason of all, of I don't want to say all time. We just came off a trade deadline. We just came off a trade deadline. I think what might have been, it was the craziest of all time. I think this offseason might be the most craziest ever. What you have right now is you have the parity in the league.
English class
sucks. It's so thin right now. Like, as far as the thin line of where you can win a championship or you might be falling into the lottery. And I think the ability to go out there and improve your team and get there to championship level, I think that's on the minds of everyone around the league. So how can you elevate your team?
Sham Charania talking about he feels like a lot of teams think they're fairly close and they make a move here or there, maybe a big boy move, and they're back in it.
And let's put the right on the table again, brought to you by Echo Pest Control, Stoney. That is because of what's going on in Milwaukee. And my sources tell me Giannis is in the lab talking to the powers to be in a circle about getting up out of there. Just imagine Giannis at 30 years old, already with a chip, walking 30 points per game, does all the other things. Somehow, if any team can land him, Stoney, it changes everything. So I think a lot of what Shams is saying is predicated on that guy being disgruntled, or not even disgruntled, but ready to, you know, to move. And imagine if the Warriors were able to put something together. And then you ask me that question, what's success and all that stuff. I mean, Stoney, that's immediate, instant, just like what? Everything changes.
You know what? Honestly.
For now and the future.
It's two for one. Okay. But here's what I was thinking about.
Yeah.
As it relates to Giannis. For the last 2 or 3 years, he's been playing with who? Lillard? Portis? Lopez? Somebody else that I can't think of.
Kuzma.
But if the Warriors trade for Giannis, they're going to have to get rid of Butler and Draymond, probably. So is Steph and Giannis in the Western Conference enough to elevate them up the standings from 7 to 4?
Okay.
And what about the rest of the roster? That's what I also need to see.
Okay, and I don't think you make a move like that and go buy a Lamborghini and don't get insurance on it. You know what I'm saying, Stoney? So in Lake Up and Mike Dunleavy, we trust. But I'm just to a plateau or a point in my Warrior fandom to where I would be willing to take that risk of them, you know, making moves around the edges per se. But if you're telling me I'm swapping Dre and Jimmy – you know, at their ages, for Giannis and Steph, maybe you don't hit the mark, but let me tell you what you got. A 30-year-old, you got the guy after the chef, and I don't think you shoot yourself in the foot, Stoney, by making a move like that and not doing your due diligence to kind of fill out the rest of the roster. I get it's easy for me to say that now, but man, Giannis at 30, him being the young pup to Steph Curry's tutelage, I would be all in, my friend.
Even if it cost Draymond, Butler, and Kuminga?
I would do it.
What about you, Evan?
That's a hefty price, that? But that's a damn good
Green
player we're
Butler
talking about.
And Kuminga. For Giannis.
Well, I think you would have to put more in there.
No. You would have to.
He's just saying that. Would you include that?
Yeah.
Like Green,
yeah,
Green Butler and JK would have to bring another player back. Also, along with
I mean, it'd be filler, but yeah. I would,
some picks
I would do
lose.
That.
Yeah?
Yeah, if you
that.
Could get Giannis Antetokounmpo alongside Steph Curry, I think you'd do that.
Oh, my God.
What if it costs you some picks? Let's say two picks.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I would.
All right.
Because Giannis is essentially your next pick for the next few years. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Do you think there's something going on with... Again, you have no idea, and it's kind of unfair, but we kind of had fun with it last week. He was in the Bay, and I know he was here for business, but I have sources telling me that the two hung out, turned up a little bit, Giannis and Curry, that they hooked up while Giannis was out here. That's just sources. I'm being real. Adult
beverage.
That's
also our weekend.
Yeah, and I'm asking you, do you think the Bay could be a destination for Giannis? I think there's something about him playing with Curry.
For the life of me, I don't know why, if there is something there. Because if Giannis wants to be traded, why would the Warriors be his first choice?
Curry. To get 2 or 3 years. We hadn't even talked about it. What if Giannis meant 2 more years on Curry's career, whatever number that is? Think about that part.
So
he could be Ray Allen, you know, I'm just saying at the end.
So after watching this postseason, you still think Curry at 38 or 39 and Giannis at 31 or 32?
Oh, Stoney, I do, man. I know you paint me in this picture, and it's kind of funny in this corner of having Curry underwear. I don't, Stoney. The dude physically looks good. I know he's not perfect. I know there was life without Jimmy, and it looked like, but that all wasn't on him. And he showed you he still was frisky in the chef, baking with the good bacon mix when Jimmy came to town. What if that was to be Giannis? What that would do for Steph?
What, Stoney, what would it do for Steph different than what Butler did for Steph? Because when Butler got here,
I think Giannis's gravity is at this point, Stoney, way, and is going to be, it's going to be a problem for the next umpteen years as opposed to Jimmy. Okay, was he hurt? And I believe he could have been. Is he slowing down? I don't know. But what I do know is we lived the life of Steph going down and Jimmy just still playing a certain type of way. And I'm not saying that's why I would run him out of town. I'm running him out of town because he's 6 years younger than Giannis. I'm running him out of town because he can do some things Jimmy can't do at this juncture, I believe. Still be a candidate for defensive player of the year. Still be a candidate. He's done it. And be a candidate for MVP. Just think about Steph being able to play off of that after already showing you what he did playing off of Butler.
What about the rest of the team?
Now, see, and that's where this goes kind of...
Because I don't think the two of them...
Yeah, no doubt. But Stoney, it's kind of unfair because they're going to have a roster, and it's hard right now to say who would be. But I would also, as you sip your water, ask you, Evan, and the listeners, okay, not that we're taking trials into 24-hour fitness, but damn, we don't need Dominique Wilkins and Michael Jordan to fill out this roster. Obviously, you want the top-tier talent, but they're going to have some guys. And the question is, you know, what type and how good?
I mean, I can't, like, I guess.
I don't know why I'm getting excited. I am.
I'm not against, if Giannis, if there's a chance to get Giannis here, I'm not against it. But the only reason I'm doing it is to have a superstar after Steph. Because I do think that they're going to have trouble finding one.
Yeah.
But Steph and Giannis by themselves, without Butler, without Draymond, without Kuminga, and they're patching it in with Pajemski and those guys, Moody and whoever they sign in the offseason, I don't think that breaks through in the Western Conference.
Well, let me just, and this is so unfair, but what if it was Pods, Moody, Steph, Giannis, let's just say Looney, that was your starting five.
Okay.
What's so different about the starting five, except we swapped out Jimmy Butler, you know, for an occasional Quentin Post start, or...
Do you think that's a 50-win team?
I think Steph and Giannis, it's infinity in regard to what they can do if it's done right.
I don't think that's a 50-win team. Steph...
So do you think this team, running it back as is, his 50-win team? They win 28, like, we could start right
probably
there.
Probably not.
Yeah?
Probably not.
And how are you feeling about the Warriors' future right now? You know, 3 or 4 years down the road.
And well, that's the way I would, like, they're kicking the they're just kicking the can down the road right now.
But if you get Giannis, in regard to what you just said about him being the next, how much is that worth to you? Like, if the Warriors had a top five pick in the draft now, let's just say you couldn't get Cooper Flagg, by all accounts, I don't know how star littered this draft is going to be coming up, but if you could get Giannis and look at, like, oh, our future is, it starts and ends with him, man, Steiny.
I mean, don't get me wrong. He's a star. He's a superstar. But in the Western Conference, and you're going to have to give up probably some picks. Like, I don't think he's realistic.
Okay.
I mean, I just don't.
But are you surprised that he, because I think he's leaving, and I feel like he paid his debt. Are you even surprised we got there? Because 4 years ago, you and I, doing the same show, had this conversation, and at that point, I was all in. But Stein, he was unrealistic. He was there. But now he really is. Shams just said it, man. This could change the landscape.
It could, but, and that's why I, again, I'll ask the question to Warrior fans at 888-957-9570. Why would he want to come here? I get Steph Curry.
Right.
He's a hell of a player. He's also 37 years old. I just don't see Giannis looking at the war. He's got to want to win another title, right?
Oh, my God.
That's his goal.
A title or two.
And he shouldn't come here. I hate to say it. He shouldn't come here then. Because his running mate's going to be 37 years old. And where does he go after Curry? I think he would want to play in 6 other locations. Mm.
So you think the line is going to be around the corner for him?
Yes.
Because whoever gets him is going to have to gut basically what they have.
Yes. Mm. I mean, I think so.
So if my sources are right and they hooked up, and let's just say they had a glass of wine or even dinner, I'm asking you, Stein, I know you can't give me the real true answer, but do you honestly think his future didn't come up? Like, I think there's something where they're both infatuated that's too, they respect each other's games. They're so different that I think they want to play together. And they always...
But why would you think that? Just because they're nice to each other?
And how they talk about each other at the All-Star games. And you could say, good, that's just, you know, that's just guys giving... I just feel like there's something to Giannis. He's never played with a guy like Steph Curry. And I love Dame. But I'm talking about, like...
Well, he played with Jrue Holiday.
Yeah.
Pretty good player. Hall of Famer.
And some could say he was in on the move getting rid of Jrue.
Exactly.
Right.
I mean, I just...
Like, what do you need if you were to get those two together? With the Tim Hardaway Juniors and Dorian Finney-Smiths of the world, would they... With those type of guys...
I don't think so. Like, I just don't think so. The other thing is, and I just, again, Giannis is 30.
So why would he want Steph is what you're
saying.
Wow.
And, you know, like the idea, like if Steph were 33, that would be one thing, because then you're going to play a while with Steph. But you can't, if I'm Giannis and they're like, hey, what about the Warriors? I'm like, well, we got two more years with Steph and then he's gone and I'm going to be stuck out there by myself.
But what it wasn't Giannis about to live that life in Milwaukee?
He's trying to extricate himself from a situation
like
that.
But this is, again, we're missing the one component of how Giannis looks at Steph. I don't think, and you're right, Stoney, outside of the hamstring, it's kind of bad timing for me to make this work, but Steph was as frisky and spry as all outdoors up until this injury. But if this is an anomaly.
The first half of the year?
But we found out he needed some help. And if he gets that help in Giannis, I mean, why would it be any different and not greater?
Yeah, if you're asking why would Giannis want to play with Steph, because he was just named a second-team All-NBA player.
Oh, right. That's
right. We buried the lead.
Thank
there.
You, Evan. At no, 37.
So, I mean, seriously, like this weekend, it is affirmed what we all knew, that Steph, at his best, is still one of the best players in basketball.
Think about that.
Well, how many guys didn't play 65 games? So they're ineligible.
And Curry did, and he's 37.
Yeah. So that's a win for
him. So you think Giannis would want to come here?
No. I'm refuting your argument that he wouldn't want to play with Steph because he's old.
Well, I think if you look at... So how many years... If you're Giannis, how many years would you think Steph's going to play?
Three at least?
Well, he's not under contract. So he should... If he played... Why isn't he asking... Why wouldn't you give him another year
of contract? Well, if that domino... It's just me. Yeah. If that domino falls, I think that would be, you know... You would expect that. And that's what, so if I'm Joe Lacob, you're telling me I can prolong Steph and probably have him playing, here we go again, since Durant, his easiest basketball with Giannis, if we do the other stuff and, you know, fill out the roster. So it's almost like a doubleheader, Stoney. Not only do you get the guy for the future, you get to elongate Steph's what he's doing. And I know there's a lot of, you know, I just think there's something there.
All I'm saying is, I think these guys are friends with everybody.
Mm.
All these guys know everybody. And if I'm Giannis, and I've been in Milwaukee 11 years, and I've won a title, and now I'm moving on, I'm saying to myself, I got to get another title. I got to get another title.
No,
and that's where the Warriors don't measure up, as far as I'm concerned. They just don't.
Mm.
They don't have enough other than Steph. Let's say he's willing to play with Steph.
Yeah.
They don't have nearly enough outside of Steph, and they're in a tougher conference. I mean, why wouldn't he want to go?
I was just about
anywhere else.
But let's just say sign a trade with J.K. Dre,
Miami,
and Jimmy. That's not chopped liver and some picks that you're getting back. Like, that's not chopped liver.
What are the Bucks going to do with Draymond and Butler? Like, I don't know. I'm wondering why Giannis would want to come to the Warriors. Mm. That's all. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Caleb. Caleb's in Livermore. What's up, Caleb? How are you?
What's going on, guys?
Hey. Back at you.
Absolutely. How was your guys' Memorial weekend?
It was good, man. How about yours?
It was good. I mean, I didn't lose money playing dominoes.
Well, there you. But I had fun, Caleb, and got to eat good food. There it is. Be with friends.
There you go, man. I just this morning, I just had some baked chicken, rice, and peas. It was good this morning.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks, Stoney. How was your golfing experience this past weekend?
That was dynamite. Dynamite. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to pitch a trade to you guys. I want to see how you feel
about it. Okay. I'm ready.
All right. So, we all know that the Boston Celtics are going to be making some moves to get under the second apron. It was reported that in the playoffs. So, I have a trade request, Celtics and Warriors. The Warriors are going to get Derek White. And the Warriors are going to trade Moses Moody, Buddy Hield, and a 2028 first-round pick. What's your thoughts on that? And if they were to potentially add Steven Adams in free agency, I don't know how it would be maybe for the mid-level veteran minimum or mid-level exception. I don't know how that plays out, but adding Steven Adams on a in free agency and then the Derek White trade. How do you feel about that?
Well, Stoney, let me go. I love the Derek White trade, but Caleb and Stoney, that sounds like that's not enough. That's how much I love D. White. I could be wrong, but Stoney, if you could package what he just said and a pick to get D. White, I think he would be a perfect Warrior. Like, I don't think that gets it done, the package Caleb came up with for D. White.
Yeah, let me
– Pods, Moody, and a pick?
I think he said Moody, Heald.
Oh, Heald, you're right.
So, yeah. He's making a lot of money.
Yes, he is. All of the Celtics are.
Over the next 3 or 4 years. He's making 28 next year, 30. So, you'd have to throw in – Healed, Moody, and Pods may get it done. Those three. And, of course, it depends on what the Celtics think.
And D.Y. would run the show like he does in Boston.
What about Steph?
Well, you know what I mean. Like Pods, but, I mean, they could play off each other. And he's lethal from behind the stripe.
Well, he would put Pods on the bench.
If he wasn't in the package to get him. But Pods looked like he could be untouchable.
Exactly. By the way, did I tell you the new award I want to come up with in the NBA?
I hope it's a good award.
It is a good award.
I hope you're not trolling.
I'm not trolling.
All right, let's hear it.
I'll tell you on the other side. But this is one that I've been thinking of, and we should create an award for this guy, for sure.
I'm going to try to think of what it could be, and you tell me before you give me the answer on the other side if I was close.
Nick's going to win tonight?
We got a bet. Everyone in town, and I think they are, and Neesmith is – game time decision. That you got to win that one if you're Indy. If you really wanted to put your foot on their neck, your hat, and they let that one get away. Saturday. Sunday.
They're up 2-1.
Yeah, but tonight I think the Knicks win and go back home.
Just why? Just give me a reason.
Like, I think they're a better team.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do. And now Cat ain't playing like a pussycat. He's playing like a cat. The big cat.
Up until he has a bad game.
You just hate sport. You hate people, right?
No, I hate people who talk about sports and act like a guy's not allowed to have a bad game here and there. Chicory. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. My question to Warrior fans is twofold. One is, why would Giannis want to come to the Warriors? Or are you, like me, thinking, yeah, I don't really see why he would want to come to the Warriors? And then, should the Warriors go all in on a guy like Giannis, even if it costs them a lot of role players, probably Butler, maybe Draymond, and picks? 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.